Let's open our Bibles to the first chapter of Joshua. After all, we are the Joshua generation. Amen. Hallelujah. The first chapter of Joshua. Maybe somebody can read it for me. Verses 1 to 9. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all read the scripture together tonight. Amen.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance and the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read another scripture, Joshua chapter 21. And verses 43 to 45. 21 of Joshua. Verses 43 to 45.
So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And not a man of their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass.
Amen. 45, one more time. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Amen. And one more scripture, 23rd chapter of Joshua. And verse 14.
Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you, and not one word of them has failed.
Amen. All have come to pass for you, and not one word of them has failed. Amen. That's the farewell address of Joshua, the 23rd chapter. And that farewell address is saying, Lord, you have kept your word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In the 21st chapter you read, what did you read? Not a single word which the Lord has spoken from his mouth has failed. It has all come to pass. In Joshua's farewell address, he is saying, Lord, you have kept your word. All that you spoke has come to pass. Amen. And in the first chapter of Joshua, you find the word saying, meditate upon the law of God day and night. Amen. Let it not depart from you. Have it in your mouth. That's a good place to keep your Bible. Amen. Amen. Keep the word in your mouth. Speak it out. Mutter it out. Say it out. For all that I've spoken will come to pass. Amen. See, when you look at the scriptures, you know, once a man of God says it is always too soon to quit. This message, I would like to entitle it, Keep Going. Amen. It's always too soon to quit. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the Bible says that Abraham, seeing by faith the city whose architect and foundation was God, having the vision, he went forward. He didn't quit because he had the vision of the city whose foundation and builder and architect was all the Lord. Amen. In the book of Nehemiah, the first chapter, the Bible says that Nehemiah kept going. Why? Because in the first chapter you find Nehemiah saying he saw the greatness of his God. Amen. Amen. Abraham kept going because the Lord revealed unto him and he saw the city whose foundation and builder was the Lord himself. And he left everything else to look to the Lord and walk on. Nehemiah could keep on going because he saw the greatness of his God. No matter what kind of obstacle came his way and criticism and troubles around him, he saw, seeing the greatness of his God, he kept going. Amen. Now you find here in this first chapter of Joshua, God is exhorting Joshua to keep going. Amen. Now it is amazing. You might not be like an Abraham. You might never had might have seen the foundation of the heavenly city. Amen. You might never have seen the invisible kingdom. Or you might not be like Nehemiah even. You might not have seen the greatness of God. You might know about it intellectually, but you might not have seen or caught the vision of the greatness of our God. But you can keep on going if you will be a Joshua. Why? Because Joshua kept going by keeping the word. Amen. Always too soon to quit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He kept going because of the promise of God. Can you imagine that? Some of you wonder why you can't keep on going. It's because you have lost maybe the vision of the Lord. Maybe you have lost seeing the greatness of the Lord. But more than anything else, maybe you have never seen it in your life, but you can keep on going if you will take the promise of God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It is said that the Christian life is never lived on explanations. Is never lived on explanations. Are you here with me tonight? It's lived on the promises. It's never on explanations. There might be, you know, the more you begin to walk with the Lord, you might realize there are a lot of things you can't explain in your spiritual walk. But you will only keep on going without quitting if you will hold on to the promise of God. Amen. You might not be able to understand or explain away a lot of things that has happened in your life. Sometimes the temptation that you keep continuously falling into, sometimes your struggle or the trial or whatever, you might not be able to explain the reason behind certain things that has happened in your life. But I can tell you one thing, your walk is to be on the promise of God. Amen. You need to take the promise and keep on going. Are you with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. See, you imagine you break your leg, you go to the doctor, and you might be there in the ICU. He looks at your leg, he begins to, take an x-ray, take a 5-6 x-rays. And you might be lying there with your leg raised up in a plaster. And he begins to come like a sweet doctor and begins to explain what all is wrong with you. How your the little finger bone is connected to the bone in your shoulder and in your spine and in your whatever. Well, it won't give you any peace at all. But when you're lying in the sick bed, if he should look at you and say, listen, I know this happened to you, but within 3 weeks you should be out and going. That promise will keep you. Did you hear that? What's the use of knowing a lot of facts if it's still going to keep me in bed? It might actually discourage me a lot more. But one promise from my heavenly doctor, Jesus Christ. You're going to keep on going in 3 weeks. We'll get you right through. Your life or your Christian life is never lived on explanations but on the promise of God. Hear that? That's why the enemy attacks the word. That's why the enemy tries to steal away the word. But if you can get the word out of you, then you have nothing to hold on to. And your reason in your mind, in your intellect, trying to find the answer for all the struggles that is taking place across your life as a believer. Why this happened to me? Why this happened to another person? Why is everybody going through kind of distresses and troubles and trials, and you're going to try to reason and find out? Nothing happens. Did you hear that? But the word. Say the word. The promise of God keeps you going. So never allow the enemy to steal the word from your heart. Did you hear that? Never allow the enemy, the devil, or be it anyone, to steal the word or the promise of God over your life from your heart. And from the book of Joshua, we're going to look to see 5 dangers you can overcome if you live on the promise of God or on the word of the Lord. Are you here tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 5 dangers you can overcome if you live on the promise of God. The first one. Let's get to Joshua chapter 1 again. Oh, I love the word of God. Hallelujah. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. The first danger that you can escape if you live on the promise of God is the danger of looking back. The danger of looking back. God had to tell Joshua, listen, Joshua, Moses, I know he's a mighty man of God. I raised him up, God is saying. I know that I worked through him. I split the Red Sea. Whenever he cried, I gave, opened the heavens and gave him manna. I gave water in the desert. I miraculously led through. He was mighty in demonstration of my power. But you can't allow the past to hold you now. You've been sitting here for some time now, you and the people. Moses is dead. But my promise is on your life. You can get up, arise, and go through. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, listen to that. The danger of looking back. Let me explain that to you. It's not the question of ignoring the past. Never ignore the past. It is said that those who do not learn from the past are bound to repeat it again. I do not know who said it, but somebody said it. Hallelujah. Those who do not learn from the past are bound to repeat it. So don't ignore the past, But what should your past be like? Now, I grew up spiritually in the shadow of two great men of God. One was my spiritual father, who has gone to be with the Lord. The other was Brother Joe Sanathana, another wonderful man of God. Make sure that you come for the convention here. Amen. And bring as many people as possible. Now, you know, it's not easy, especially my spiritual father. He would function in such a strong anointing. Miracles, deliverances, casting out the demons from morning to evening. He could cast out demons and then go and have a good sandwich and a nice cup of tea. As a matter of fact, I would see him cast out the devil while sipping his tea. Out, out, out. Legion, out. That's how strong the anointing was upon him. And let me tell you, when I began to minister, I was too intimidated to step into ministry. Because I thought somehow I have to step into those shoes. You hear that? You hear that? And then I did not understand, how do I understand things? How do I find the balance? How do I go through? And that's the time I learned that past is not an anchor to hold you, but it should be a rudder to guide you. Do you hear that? Past is not supposed to be an anchor that will hold you back, but a rudder that will guide you into the future. Amen. So all that I learned from him, the immense spiritual wealth, the anointing, the giftings, the impartations, all that. Suddenly said, it's supposed to guide me. Amen. I learned from them. Did you hear that? How many of you are still here tonight? Amen. Well, God didn't say to ignore the past, because six times in the chapter, in those nine verses, God is telling the name of Moses, Moses, Moses to Joshua. And 57 times in that entire book of Joshua, God is telling Joshua, Moses, Moses, Moses. Let that be a runner, not an anger. He was a great mighty man of God. But now don't look to the past. Get up on the promise of God and go forward. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It is said that never put a memorial on your past, thinking there is no future. Some people always speak about their past. You remember, Pastor, how it was in the beginning when we used to come, just 10 of us and the congregation, it was so lively. We would sleep, we would not sleep at all. We would sit through the night hearing the word. We were on fire for God. Actually, that's good to meditate and think about it sometimes, but let it not become a memorial whereby you think you have no future. If you take a hold of the promise of God and keep it, let me tell you, you have a future you will go through. The first danger that the promise of God will avert in your life is the danger of looking back. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes. The second one is the danger of standing still. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The promise of God will keep you or avert you from the danger, not only of looking back, but standing still. See, let me explain this. True, genuine faith that comes from the Word of God will always stir you up for action. There will be a motion involved in your faith. Why do I say that? Because in the book of Genesis chapter 13, are you still here tonight? In the book of Genesis chapter 13, you find God saying to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, Abraham, Lift your eyes and look to the south, to the north, to the east, and to the west. All this land I'll give it to you. You remember that? Then what did God say? Listen, just don't lift your eyes and look, but now lift your feet and walk. The length and breadth of the promise that I'm giving you. In other words, it means stepping out in faith. God is saying, listen, take my word. The promise is for you. Take it. Step out. Walk the length and the breadth of the land that I'm giving you. Hear that? The promise of God will always stir you into action. Amen. There's a strong action coming in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed should be the name of the Lord. Stepping out in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of us will step out if we are standing on strong ground. Are you with me? But actually, Peter stepped out when he was in the waters. When you have a strong ground, you don't mind stepping out. But Peter took the word of the Lord, which said, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat into the water. You remember that? Nothing happened to him, actually. Nothing happened to him. He started walking. He started walking on the water. The waves would come. Nothing happened to him. Amen. Till the Bible says, he looked to the waves and he doubted. Amen. Why did he doubt? Because Thomas from the boat said, look, there comes a huge wave. Hallelujah. Amen. Thomas. Peter, you missed the first one. Ha. Who? Second one. Ha. Amen. Hallelujah. It's okay to sink as long as you know you are sinking. Are you with me? Peter stepped out into the water and he walked and then he sank. It is okay to sink. Amen. As long as you know you are sinking. There are so many people who are drowning and who don't even know it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the minute you realize you're sinking, you can call upon the Lord and he'll just deliver you and bring you through. All that Peter had to do was to call on the Lord and the Lord brought him back again. But actually he stepped out. That's the beauty. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's get to Joshua again, the first chapter. Are you enjoying the word tonight? Joshua chapter 1 and verses 5. It says there, can you read it?
No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
That's the promise. That's why he could just walk on. Amen. Amen. That's the promise. Are you with me? No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. That's the promise. You don't need to stand still, Joshua. You can go on. You can walk on. Amen. Now that promise is incredible because that's a promise you will find again continuously repeated through the scripture. In Genesis 26, God spoke to Isaac and God said, do not fear. The same words. I'll be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Amen. God had to tell Jacob three times. The same word. In Genesis 28, in Genesis 32, and in Genesis 41, God three times, in three different times of Jacob's life, God told Jacob, Jacob, listen, do not fear. I will not leave you, nor forsake you, till I have fulfilled all the promise that I make over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You might be an eye sweet guy like Isaac, but the promise is for you. You might even be a deceiver like Jacob, and still the promise is for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. God said that to Moses. The same word. Hear that? God said that same word to Moses. You know, Moses argued with God. Some of us don't. Moses argued. Moses was not like us. When God said, go to Egypt, Moses argued, Lord, send someone else. I can't speak. I can't talk. I'm not smart enough. We obey on the dot, you know. Just waiting for the Lord to say something. Amen. Amen. Well, Moses, he argued with God. And God had to tell him, God had to tell him, listen, Moses, do not fear. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Moses, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I know you're weak, you can't speak that strong, you're not eloquent. But I will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And because Moses got that word, what happened to Moses? Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6 says, Moses actually laid hands upon Joshua and said the same word out. Are you with me? It is amazing. Moses laid his hands upon Joshua and said the same word out, and the Spirit of God came upon Joshua. But you never find Joshua doing that. Which means that God never repeats an action sometimes. He's not predictable. You have to walk by faith and take the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed should be the name of the Lord. Well, Moses not only said it over Israel, over Joshua, but the scripture says that Moses in the seventh verse of the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy, he said it to the whole nation of Israel. Do not fear. The Lord has said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Can you imagine that? That's a promise. Amen. But you might sit here and say, well, it is to Isaac, it is to Jacob, it is to Moses, it is to Joshua, it is to Israel. But has not God spoken to us? Amen. In the New Testament, in Hebrews 13, the Lord himself has sworn and said, I will not leave you, nor forsake you. Amen. I will not leave you, nor forsake you. Well, he had the promise, so he couldn't stand still. He had to go forward. Second danger. Third one. The third danger is the danger of giving up. When you meditate on the promise of God, you never give up. Are you with me? Amen. Come on, church, lift your hand and just bless the Lord for some time. Come on, bless his name. Hallelujah. The third danger that the promise of God will keep you from is what? The first danger is what? I can't hear you, come on. The second danger is? Standing still. Amen. Praise God. And the third danger that God and his word will keep you from when you meditate upon the promise of the Lord is that of giving up. It's always too soon to give up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 It's always too soon to. give up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, so, the last week I was sharing the word with someone. That person was a minister of the gospel. He had served the Lord well and wonderful, but he had denied the Lord. And he fell far from the Lord. And he was going through that struggle, and he came and the Lord gave me a word. And he came for a restoration, and the word that the Lord gave me was Acts chapter 3 and verse 14. He was on the point of giving up. The third chapter of Acts and the 14th verse. When he was at the point of giving up, the third chapter, verse 14, are you there? Acts of the Apostles. This is the word which the Lord gave me. But you denied the Holy One and the Just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. Amen. Hallelujah. He had denied the Lord and he's sitting there and he's on the point of giving up and the Lord says, you have denied the Holy One and the Just One and asked for a murderer to be released unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the beauty of the scripture was that set him free. The reason being, the man who is preaching this is Peter, who denied the Lord three times. The man who is preaching this word is Peter, who denied the Lord three times. Amen. And he is standing and saying, you denied the Holy One of Israel. You know why? Because he tasted the forgiveness of the Lord so much, the restoration of God so much, that he could have the boldness and the anointing once again to stand up and say, listen, not we the ones, but you are the ones who denied the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It's always too soon to give up. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. You need to take the promise of the Lord. There is a place of blessing unto your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, you always say and you always pray and you say, Lord, let your face be before me at all times. That is true. We need to pray that. We need to say that. Lord, I need to see you at all times. But there are times when you need to say, Lord, please take a look at me too. You know, the reason I say that is because Peter, all the three times he denied the Lord, he had his eyes upon the Lord. Amen. All the three times he denied the Lord was before him. He was following the Lord at a distance, but the Lord was before him. He could see the Lord and still deny him. But that denial pattern stopped when the Lord looked at him once. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. When the Lord looks at you, there's a point of time. You know what happened? The Bible says when the Lord looked at Peter, what happened to him is that he remembered. Come on. He remembered. He remembered what? What the Lord had spoken to him before. Hallelujah. There is a restoration, there is an anointing back, there is a revival back in your life the minute you realize the Lord's eye is upon you. And God stirs you up to a word to remember. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the fourth danger, I go through this fast, that the promise of God will keep you from and that you can escape is the danger of falling short. Say that with me. The danger of. Amen. Well, in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible in the Old Covenant speaks about three locations which are important for us. One is Egypt, which we know is a bondage. Is the world, the bondage. Amen. The second one is the Canaan, the promised land, which is not speaking about heaven, which is speaking about our place of blessing, our inheritance in Christ, and our victory. Amen. And then there is an interim period or the space or the place called the wilderness. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, when the promise of God is up in your life and when you meditate on it day and night, what will happen to you is it will keep you from falling short of Canaan or the blessing in your life or the inheritance that you have in Christ. You hear that? Do you hear that? Amen. No wonder the devil tries to steal the word away. You're meditating on the promise of God will keep you from falling short of the promise that God has got for you. Amen. Well, the 12 spies who went to spy the land when they came out of Egypt, 10 of them saw the land. Amen. They said the land is good. Everything is good about it. But look at this. The walls are bigger, huger. The walls are big. The giants are big. And we are small. Anybody in that kind of condition today? You look at your life and you say, I know the inheritance is for me, the victory is for me, the blessing is for me, but the walls are too big. The giants are too much and too strong. And I am kind of very weak and nothing. Well, all they had to do was look a little higher than those walls because they would have seen the Lord. They should have just looked a little bit more higher than those giants and they would have seen the Lord. Are you with me? When they looked and said that, you know what God said? Whatever has happened to my promise. You're looking at the giants. You're looking at the walls. What about my promise? Amen. Amen. I'm asking you tonight, what about the promise of God in your life? You're seeing the giants. You're seeing the walls. You're seeing your own weakness and the littleness that you are. But what about the promise of God in your life? Amen. What about the promise of God? You still choose to believe it? The Bible says they fell short of the land, Hebrews says, because of an unbelieving heart. In other words, they didn't believe the promise. Are you with me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So Joshua and Caleb believed the promise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Tonight, what are you believing? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The last one. Are you still interested? Amen. Still interested? Amen. Is the danger of taking over the promise of God will keep you from that? I'll explain that. Danger of taking over. Let's get back to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Is your hearts and mind focused? Is everything okay? Anybody feeling sleepy, tired, distracted? Anybody? No one? No one? No one? One person there? Anybody else? Anybody sleeping on top? Raise your hands. That's good. Joshua chapter 1. And verses 7, 8 and 9. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. What a promise. Amen. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you know, there are only two times that Joshua failed. One is in the battle of Ai, the seventh chapter. After the battle of Jericho, they won the battle. The battle of Ai, Joshua, the Bible says, he said, listen, send spies. He sent spies to see the land. He said, the place is small, we can get the victory. He did all that God had told him to do at Jericho. But he didn't take fresh counsel or fresh word from God. And they were defeated. Yes? Then in the book of Joshua chapter 9, Gibeonites disguised themselves and came to Joshua. Said, we have no place. Please protect us. Let us enter into an alliance with you. Let us enter into a contract with you. We'll all be together. And Joshua, again, the 9th chapter in verse 14 says, he did not seek the counsel of God, nor take a word from God. He took things into his own hands. And he said, fine, listen, these guys look harmless. We'll make a covenant. We'll all be together. Both the times he failed. Are you with me? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But in the 5th chapter, that's what I want to highlight. Two times when he took the matter into his hands, he failed. But the third time is in Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 to 15. And it came to pass, Joshua 5, 13 to 15. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for adversaries? What a courage. Amen. He's walking right up and saying, are you for us or for adversaries? He had convictions. Nothing in between. Amen. Are you with me? You know what is there is the people don't have convictions. Well, Joshua had some convictions. He had courage and conviction. Now, what I want to highlight here is this. So he said, no, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. The 6th chapter, verse 2. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hands, its king and the mighty men of valor. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some small points there. I don't feel that anointing to preach it out. Small points. One, Joshua realized in that battle, when he sought the counsel of God, that he was not alone. Amen? He realized he was not alone. Jericho is in front of him. But he suddenly realized he's not alone. Amen? One of the ways that the enemy usually attacks us is to make us think that we are alone. Nobody understands us. Nobody knows what we're going through. And it's always said that leadership is kind of lonely. It's always lonely at the top. Well, Joshua was not that kind. Amen. He suddenly realized that he was not alone. Two, he realized he was only second in command. Are you with me? If you're going to be a leader, realize this. Suddenly he realized, the Lord is saying, listen, I am the commander of the Lord's army. And Joshua says, oh, it's so easy. Yeah. I'm only second in command. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Three, he realized he was on holy ground. Jericho is not a holy place. Amen. Jericho is not a holy place, but he realized he was on a holy ground. Amen. See, wherever the Lord is, that is holy. Amen. Praise God. And the fourth thing that he realized was that the Lord had already given him the victory before he fought the battle. Did you hear that? Amen. That's the promise. Joshua 6 and verse 2 says, I have already given you Jericho. He's not even stepped into Jericho. Amen. See, the promise of God kept them from falling short, from giving up. Amen. Amen. And from taking over. He suddenly realized, listen, the battle belongs to the Lord. All I have to do is meditate on the promise of God. I am not alone. He sees my struggle. He sees my battle. I'm second in command. He's still in command. I can trust him and lean on him and take his word and go through. Amen. Tonight, remember this. Abraham saw the heavenly city that kept him going. Nehemiah saw the glory or the greatness of God that kept him going. Joshua had the promise. I pray that God will give you fresh revelation of the heavenly city and of the greatness of our Lord. But if you don't see any of those things also, remember, the promise is here. The promise will keep you, amen, from looking back. Hallelujah. The promise will keep you from, one, looking back, two, from standing still, three, from giving up, four, falling short, five, taking over. Amen. 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 Tonight, go home and meditate on the promise of the Lord. And say, Lord, here I am. Amen. Peter remembered the promise that was stirred him back. Hallelujah. Tonight, stand up in the presence of the Lord.
And say, Lord, let me remember your promise. Let me remember your word. God has spoken words over your life. Remember it tonight. Hallelujah. Let not the devil steal away the word from your life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Even if it is Jericho in front of you, take the promise of the Lord tonight. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his promise. Oh, hallelujah. In your hands, Lord, I just commit your people this night. Lord, may your word burn in their hearts, I pray. Father, I just pray that your right hand of blessing would be upon each vessel in this place tonight. Each one of them, Lord, who have walked into this place tonight. I pray that you will meet with them right now with this blessing. Release your grace and your provision and your anointing upon each and every one in this place tonight. That not one of them go back empty-handed, Lord. But let them know they have been met by your grace, met by the power of your resurrection, by the power of your glory. That the yokes around their lives will break, the chains will fall apart, the bondages will break. That your light will shine upon them, that your glory will come over their lives. That you will revive them and strengthen them and build them up. With your hands as they come at your church right now, I bless them. I bless them. I bless them. I bless them with the heaven's best. Let your right hand of blessing be upon them. May the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. May the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. May the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. May the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. Rudala, Sanjala, Dilavadana, Sanjal Kara. Oh, Nigadana, Sanjala, Duravadamana, Sanjal Kari, the name of Asia. Oh, Karaduna, Sanamba, Chandura, Vilakaria. Bless your people. Let the river in Ezekiel 47 flow upon your people. Oh, let the river of God flow. Ridala, Sanjala, Duragadamana, Sanjal Kara. Devatini Abhishekathinte Shakti Olikatte. Devatinte Parishuddhaatmavine Shakti Olikatte. Oh, Mugangale Thagarakkunna. Devatinte Abhishekathinte Shakti. Ugalada Sanjala, Duragadamana, Sanjal Kara. Dudara Sanjala, Duragadamana, Sanjal Kara. Oh, Rigada Rasia, Kari Kananda Rasia. Oh, Rigada Rasia. Oh, Rigada Suladala Rasia. Oh, Rigada Sanjal Kara. Oh, Rigada Sanjala Dulapadamana, Sanjal Kari the neighbor Rasia. Oh, let your life flow into your people. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Rigada Sanjal Kara. May your right hand be upon your people. Strengthen them, build them up. May they know they are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, called out of darkness, a treasured possession unto the Lord, called out of darkness unto the marvelous light of God to declare His glory. Hallelujah. May the glory and the grace of God rise up inside your people. May the rivers of living water begin to flow forth from every belly in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Let the life of God, let the life of God, oh, the Zoe kind of life rise upon your people. Utana, like a friend, doubly fruitful. Hallelujah. Marishavan Jivikade, Yeshu in the name of the Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Ragadanasya. God who calls the dead back unto life, may there be life in your people. Resurrection life upon your people. Resurrection life upon your people. Abhishekathinte Shakti. Hallelujah. Jeevanulla Devathinte Abhishekam Olukatte. Hallelujah. Ukatala Sanjal Kari Udala Sanjal Kari. You yourself will build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Build your church. Build your people. Rakatana Sanjula Tiravatamanasi. Oh, hallelujah. Kriba, Kriba. The grace of God. Grace of God. Devatinde Kriba. Oh, Salajaladusia. Kravaki male Kriba. Rakatala Sunjala Duravatamanasi. Rajula Tarakatamanasi. Kravaki male Kriba. Ramakalamilangade. Hallelujah. 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 Karitalam dal katamanasi. Oh, Rakadasi. Rakadala Sanjal Kala. May be well in their lives. May be well in their lives. May be life in their lives. Hallelujah. 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 Ukatalasia. Ukatalas in the Judarasia. Rakatanasia. Your hands are come at your people right now. Let your blessing be upon them. Rukatanas Anjal Karudanesia. Oh, hallelujah. Rukatalandarudura Batamanasia. Blessed send your people. I bless them in the name of the Father. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless them in the name of the Holy Spirit. Walk in the blessing of God, and may goodness and mercy follow you all through the days of your life, and may you dwell in the house of the Lord all through the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give a clap offering unto the Lord. He set you free. He set you free. There shall be shouts of victory in the tent of the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll see you on Sunday morning. God bless you. Have a good night. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.